This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. The summer travel season is well underway, and these days more travelers are heading to destinations on Native American land. Tourism in Indian country is an $8.6 billion industry, and as Carrie Young reports from KJZZ in Phoenix, it's more than just casinos attracting tourists in record numbers.
For Iowa resident Mary Zorn, the Grand Canyon was one of those bucket list destinations. But rather than head to the national park, Zorn came to Grand Canyon West on the Hualapai Reservation to see this natural wonder from the edge of what's known as the Skywalk.
I kind of concentrated on looking out first and then down, so it was great. It's a fabulous view.
This is a totally see-through 70-foot-long glass bridge that juts out above the canyon to give visitors a clear view of the Colorado River 4,000 feet below. And the line at the ticket scanner is a long one, even though the pass to get out here is about $80. The tribe opened this attraction on the southwestern edge of the Grand Canyon about 10 years ago as a way to generate tourism revenue. Since then, more than 5 million visitors have passed through. But the Hualapai tribe isn't alone with their investment in tourism.
There are 567 tribes across the country, and 267 of those tribes, nearly half, offer some sort of tourism-based business.
James Surveyor is a spokesman with the American Indian Alaska Native Tourism Association. He says tourism on tribal land is seeing a major growth spurt right now, especially in international markets like Europe and Asia. But tourism is more than just an economic opportunity.
It's really an educational platform.
Ilona Spruce is the tourism director at Taos Pueblo in northern New Mexico. Her tribe specializes in cultural tours, letting visitors explore the village and watch traditional dances.
We still get people who come here who expect to see teepees and war bonnets, and this isn't like a spaghetti western. This is our home.
Spruce says while tourism is a sustainable revenue source, she and other tribal officials also hope that opening their community to the public can break some of the most pervasive stereotypes about Indian country. In Phoenix, I'm Carrie Young for Marketplace.